Clifford Starks here. Now, this gentleman is such a good human being, and he is a former UFC fighter, a Hall of Famer, and he helps people with leadership and marketing, and he has a really great book. It's called The Fighter's Formula, Winning the Game of Life. And we just had such a beautiful conversation right now where we talked about, you know, marketing and mindset and leading under pressure and building influence and mastering the fundamentals and all that great stuff. So if you are into leadership and marketing and mindset and really like growing in who you are, this is going to be a great episode for you. Enjoy. What up, y'all? How are you? Okay, so I have a person here who I absolutely love. We are reconnecting with Clifford Starks. He's a former UFC fighter, Hall of Famer, a master in helping leaders turn pressure into power. Now, he has been here before, and time again, he has gone deeper and deeper into his expertise, unlocking inner strength, all of this amazing stuff. And now he's the author of The Fighter's Formula, Winning the Game of Life, okay? So as a coach, a consultant, top entrepreneurs, like he is absolutely amazing and I love having him here. And I love you guys because every time I go on to check my stuff, my stats are absolutely amazing. So I wanted to make sure Cliff got back on here because he's amazing. So Cliff, thank you for being here and hanging out on Straight Talk once again. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm doing amazing. And thank you to your audience as well, who continue to grow and thrive. And it's just, I'm grateful to be here.
Me too. I'm grateful that you're here. And I am grateful for my audience, Cliff. It's grown a lot since the last time we spoke. And I think I have, I don't know, like close to 200,000 views on YouTube, like 130, 40,000 downloads. Like I get like, 15,000 downloads a month or something. It's something like ridiculous. And I'm just like, what? You guys are showing up. They showing up, Cliff. I love it too. And I'm really glad you're here because I know that you have this book now, right? The Fighter's Formula. So we got to get into that. You're doing such big things now. So I remember when we first started talking, it has to be over 2 years, maybe 2 years ago or something like that. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So in this new book of yours, The Fighter's Formula, you outline strategies, right? Winning in life. So you got to let us know about that, right? How can leaders really apply these principles to their business, their teams? Talk to me about The Fighter's Formula.
So The Fighter's Formula was something that actually has been in the works since I was young, you know, and when I say since I was young, because there was a piece of me that always knew the game was an internal game. It's more of an internal game than it is an external game. And as I went through my journey, I realized people, even when they knew that, they didn't know what to do with that. Like knowing it and doing something with it are two very different things. And so as I went through my journey and went through my trials and my tribulations, my ups and my downs, I just formulated what really gets people to their success. Like, what are the things? What are the principles? What are the foundations? And I put it all in that book so that they could take really practical steps and really create the journey that they wanted to create in their life.
That's so cool, right? Because it's taking all that life has thrown at you and repurposing it for the good of others, right? Which is my thing. I'm always talking about life doesn't happen, you know, like to you, it happens for you. And life is all about the experiences and what we take out of that, right, Cliff? So I'm just wondering for you, what is that first, like the first step that you saw was part of winning that game? What was that first step for you?
You know, the first step is really knowing what you want with complete intentionality. And it's interesting because there's knowing what other people want, and then there's knowing what you want. And you actually have to sit and ask yourself that question, because we start this game with parents. We start this game with relatives. We start this game with other people feeding their reality into us instead of saying, well, what is it that I really want?
That's so true, right? I think most of our lives, until we pause to ask what it is we really like, we don't even realize that we're just going on this wheel of doing what other people say we're good at and what they think we should do. And, you know, whether it's go to college or do this in school or blah, blah, blah. You're absolutely right. And most of us don't pause. I think that's the key right there, is the pausing and seeing what it is you like, right? Because when you don't pause, you don't recognize your dislikes. Maybe I don't like to do that. You know, maybe I don't want to actually climb a corporate ladder for the rest of my life. Maybe I don't actually want to do that, right? And so all of these things come at you, and then you start to realize that there is something that has to happen, right? There's a mindset that has to happen. There's that pause. So what was that for you? Was there a pause for you? Was there a moment when you're like, yeah, I don't really want to keep running this game. I want my game. I want to win at my game. What was that for you?
Yeah. You know, I've seen so many pauses in my life and on my journey. I'm always creating and recreating. But my first pause, I was 5 years old. My grandfather was in the coffin, and it scared the crap out of me, knowing that it helped me see my mortality and know that, holy crap, I don't stay here forever. Like, I'm going to be in there one of these days. And so it made me go, like, I was scared, I was frightened, I was frozen. And in that, you know, I went through my own process, and I said, okay, if that's going to happen, I'm going to live a life worth living. I'm going to go all out. I love you too, baby boy. I'm going to go all out in my journey and my dream and make things happen in the way that I want them to happen.
Yeah.
And the game began.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Now you can pass that on to your little ones, right? Like your little man right there. Like, you can pass that on to him, and now it can be something where they now are ahead of you, which is what we want as parents, right? Or as coaches or as leaders. That's what we want, is we want to uplift the people that are, you know, trusting us, with us, you know, paying us, if you will, for our expertise and our talents, right? And you always want to see them thrive. And that's awesome that you put this in a book for people, because, you know, it's something where people can, okay, maybe I can't do this right now, but let me grab this book really quick and see how I can strategize this, right? And so I really love that. And I know that you're also like working with people in marketing and mindset and all that kind of stuff, right? So you're like really taking all of these skills. Like I said, me and you have been really kind of like virtual friends for years now. It has to be at least 2-3 years. I got to go back to our first a connection, because I think it's like 2-3 years ago. It was probably during the pandemic years, type of thing. Yeah, it's like amazing that we have been able to like keep in our network and keep, you know, contact in this way. But I've seen growth in you, and I'm sure you've seen it in me. And it's amazing to do that, right? To be able to communicate with each other in that way. And so now I know that we had spoken a little bit before that you're into marketing and all of that with your clients and leadership. So how do you help your clients shift that mindset now to embrace like marketing as a vital tool for leadership rather than just a business function, right? Because marketing is important. So how do you have them, you know, kind of take that shift about embracing, you know, like, marketing?
My biggest thing is like defining it first. And I got this from T. Harv Eker, where he's talking about marketing is a business activity that getting your product or your service in front of your ideal client in such a way that makes them eager to buy.
Right. And
so ultimately, we're marketers first, and we forget that.
Yeah. And nobody tells us that, Cliff.
No one lets us know. Yeah. And we there's a saying, every master was once a disaster. You're going to suck at it when you start. Like, you're going to suck at it. And so it's like going through the growing pains of figuring out, okay, what am I and how do I serve and how do I show up?
Yeah. So how do you help them with that? Like, because I know that right now, well, I want to dig into that, right? Because you have your book too. And I want to dig into the book a little bit more. And I also want to dig into what you're doing as a coach, because, you know, I see you out here. I see you doing your thing. And I see, you know, like your client testimonials and all this great stuff happening. And I'm like, wow, you know, you're really doing your thing. Like what you did with your career, right? As a UFC fighter, same thing, right? Like, you're showing up and you are in the game. You are in the arena, right? And so, you know, with all of your accolades, being a Hall of Famer and helping leaders under pressure and being in the UFC and doing all that kind of stuff, I'm just, you know, how do you help with all of those lessons, right? All those lessons that you got being in UFC and your career and all of that, how are you bringing that into coaching these leaders on staying, you know, composed, staying decisive, staying in where they're supposed to be in their leadership when they're under pressure? How are you helping them with that?
Yeah. That's a great question. And the biggest thing is I say, I hope, because it really depends, but I hope the leader's in it so they can be the best leader that they can be. And that's not always the case, but I hope the leader's in it so they can be the best leader that they can be. And the reason I say that is if I can ask the right questions and shift their perspective in a way that gets them to go outside of their comfort zone.
Right.
Because that's ultimately what it is. It's a game of comfort zone.
Right.
And I'll go as far as saying, like, it's easy to say you'll do the right thing. It's easy to say you'll do the integrous thing. It's easy to say, especially when you're around people.
Yeah.
But that's not where the challenge lies. The challenge lies in, okay, who are you going to be when no one's watching? Mm-hmm. Who are you going to be? Mm-hmm. And so I want to support leaders who are willing to honestly look at their own shit, because we don't get it right every single time.
There isn't
a person who's like, I don't make any mistakes. I've never made a mistake. And if you say that, I'm noticing like, you might not know yourself very well. I'll stick around and record you so you can see yourself.
Right. Now, you know, being, you know, stepping into the ring like you used to have to do, right? And going towards mm-hmm. that opponent. And that's a tough game, right? UFC is a tough game. That's not easy. I mean, you're getting, you know, hit. I mean, it's a thing. It's a big thing. So I'm just wondering, how did you find the game coming out of that into your coaching and leadership development and all? Because that's another game, right? That's a whole nother thing. So what kind of mindsets did you have to like adopt, or were you able to bring over some mindsets from your UFC, you know, career? Like, tell me about that.
Yeah. So my mindsets are an extension of my new mindset. And so what I mean by that, I had a business coach ask me, who is tougher, this guy that I see now or the guy who was inside the cage? And I said, oh, the guy you see now by far.
Yeah.
And he goes, wait, you're saying the guy now is tougher than the guy who is in the cage? And I go, yes, he is. And the reason being is because I'm an extension of what that guy was. Mm-hmm. I've already proven that I can do those things. And now I'm proving that I can do new things. I'm proving that I can learn new skills and develop new things. Because success, as much of a, it can be a nice marker, but it can also make us really lazy too. And say, well, I've done this, so I don't have to, like, I've done enough.
Right.
And it's like, you're never done doing enough. Like, you do what you do because you want to do it.
Yeah. That's so good. Because, you know, I think that, you know, when people reach a certain level, whether it's, you know, the C-suite or whatever have you, maybe you did arrive to whatever your goal was. Maybe that was your goal. Maybe you arrived. But if you stop learning, you're dead. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? Because life teaches you some stuff. I'm telling you, life teaches you some stuff, but also so does business. Like, you know, I've hit the career strides too. And when I started to become an entrepreneur full time and getting my own business up and do it, you're right. You're a marketer first. You're like, leader first. You're everything first. You're an ad specialist first. Like, you're everything first. Yep. And then you realize, man, I have so much still to learn. And I like that journey. I actually like that journey, right? Learning new things, expanding myself. You know, there's maybe sometimes a boo-hooing and crying, but I wipe it off. I get back in the game, you know, because sometimes you're just like, I can't do this shit anymore, you know, but. So what actionable steps? Like, I know that a lot of people who listen, and I've been very blessed that a lot of people who listen are very, very much engaged. And I speak to a lot of them. And I know that they're leaders and CEOs and entrepreneurs and all this other stuff. So what are some actionable steps you can give them as leaders, right? So that they can take like their marketing and all they're doing for their business and themselves to be authentic. Because I think that's one of the things that I'm seeing more and more as the trend is going, people are tired of the bullshit. They're tired of the manipulation and the lies and the BS. They're tired, right? And so how does somebody, what's the kind of the first steps that you give your people as far as showing up authentically in their leadership and what they're creating?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think we're all being lied to, strangely enough. And you know, like right now I'm being authentic in this answer. I can give people the answer that they want to hear and say, oh, all these leaders were so bad and they made so many mistakes and they haven't been authentic. Or I can give the real answer. We're doing the best that we can. Every human being is. They're hearing what they hear. And would you be inauthentic if you were told to be inauthentic so that you can get the result that you're looking to get? Ultimately, everyone just wants a result. And so I say, oh crap, it's about looking in the effing mirror. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. It doesn't matter oh, they're being inauthentic. Oh, they're not leading properly. Oh, they're making mistakes. Mistakes. I'm going to look at myself. I'm going to ask myself the question, what do I want? Right. What do I really want? Because it doesn't matter what anyone else does anyway. It matters about who I am when I go to bed at night.
How you show up, right?
I
like that, right? When I go to bed at night, because that's when the demons come out, I call it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when all the stuff comes hitting you. Oh, man, I shouldn't have done that, or I should have done this, or how did I miss that opportunity, or blah, 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 or man, I didn't tell the truth about that, whatever have you. So what you're saying is that, you know what, you need to know you and you need to know who you are and you need to show up as that version of you at that moment, right, Cliff? Because you and I can evolve. We can be one person today and tomorrow decide, you know, that person, I don't particularly like that version and I want a better version of me. And so I see what you're saying. Like, you, there's growth and involvement here, right?
Yeah.
And so I love
every,
that.
Every hour, every minute, every second, moment by moment, we can be what we want to be. Moment by moment.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, if I have more moments when I'm doing the right thing than when I'm doing the quote unquote wrong thing. And here's what I learned. I'm going to make mistakes. I've made mistakes and I'll make more. But what I've learned is when I can open up to my mistake, my tribe actually supports me through it. Yeah. They appreciate me for it. And I also know this, my brain gets scared every fucking time I got to fess up to a mistake.
Oh man,
no one likes to say like, oh, I screwed it up. Like,
oops.
No, I'm not saying oops. I'm saying this is the mistake. This is what I did. This is how I'm going to fix it. This is the habit that I'm going to incorporate or the system that I'm going to put in place so it doesn't happen again. Not just like, oh, sorry about that.
So talk, I know that you talk a lot about that, like mastering your fundamentals, right? Both in life, both in business. What do you think are some core foundations or fundamentals that these leaders need to focus on for them to have this long-term success? What do you think is the thing that needs?
There's one thing that I absolutely love. It's called the ABCs. And it stands for agreements, boundaries, and communication. So what are we agreeing upon? Where is the agreement? And then what boundaries do we have? Who does what? And what happens if such and such doesn't do what? And then how are we going to effectively communicate?
Right.
So you know what? Like, ultimately, everyone's doing the best that they can with what they got. So when we get these ABCs in place, we have alignment. And then we can look back at it and say, hey, this is out of alignment. You said this, this, and this, and this didn't happen. What are we going to do about this now?
Right. Oh, so you're talking about team dynamics?
Team and with yourself. Because I think agreements. I think we hold agreements with ourselves. I feel we hold boundaries with ourselves. I've seen plenty of people. I've seen people run over people. And I've also seen people become people pleasers and doormats.
Okay.
And so it's like, did you hold yourself to the boundary that you created for yourself? I think it's important to create it for yourself and with others and with your environment. Because I know me some me, and I know the only time I'm eating 100% clean is two things. One, I'm in the right environment, or two, I have something important enough to maintain what I'm looking to do. I love you too.
I love that so much, Cliff. He tells you he loves you. It's so cute. I love that so much. That's really awesome. You know, and you're right. So what you're saying is hold yourself to some standards as well. like have those standards for yourself. Yeah. I love that. So tell me about another piece of your fighter's formula. Give me something else about your fighter's formula. I would love that.
So if it's measured, it's managed. And measurements come through the numbers that you're measuring and also the feedback loops that you're given. And so I look at it and I go, oh, we got these blind spots. We don't lay in the bed saying like, how can I screw up today? And one thing that I noticed, people are way better at catching other people's screw ups than they are at catching their own.
I can catch everybody's stuff. Let me tell you.
let me make a list. Let me tell them about them.
Yes.
And then you're like, okay, now tell you about you. Like, well, I do it pretty good.
Exactly.
And so going through the process, I'm like, oh, the feedback loop is off. It's the feedback loop because it's we see with our eyes. And so even though, yes, people make the mistake with red light, green light, yellow light, like there's still car accidents, but we're more inclined to make the right choices because it's right in front of our face.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we can't see it, it's harder to make the right choice because we're not even aware of what we can't even see.
That's so true, right? It is about awareness, isn't it? And a lot of us don't do enough introspection to look at the awareness from within us. Is that something that you learned while you were at USC? If this is part of one of your lessons, like the if it's not measured, because I'm sure that you had to go through that. Yeah.
I've gone through it multiple times and I will go through it some more. These are foundational principles. When the foundation is solid, you can build as much as you want to build as you go through the process. And my first time with the lesson was I was an overweight kid. I was overweight and I wanted to make a shift. I wanted to make a change. And in making that change, my first feedback loop was seeing myself in the mirror and not liking what I saw. Once I saw it, I was aware of it and I'm like, I want something different. And then I started going through the process and I learned a lesson like, holy crap, our mind really does want things now, because if it doesn't get it, it wants to come up with every excuse to why you shouldn't do it. Like it wants to come up
with everything. It's so true. You want the reward right now, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we don't do things right now. We when it's not, when it's something that's long-term, like investing, weight loss, things like that, we push it to the side because it's not an immediate gratification.
It's
right?
insane. It's so crazy because this is what's interesting. The most powerful things are the things that we don't see, not what we do.
Right.
But we think it's the thing that we see. And I get it because that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
they tell people, don't judge a book by its cover. Like, that's impossible because that's what we do as human beings.
Exactly.
It helps us survive.
100%.
We're like, oh, that thing's got sharp teeth and it growls and it's looking kind of angry. Let me go pet it.
Right.
No, you're not going to do that. You're like, oh, I'm good. I'm going to stay over here.
Right. So how do we get through that? Like, do you have a trick or something that you used to get yourself there? Because like you said, you were an overweight kid, right? So you had to make a decision. But the decision is one thing. Acting on that decision is another. So tell me what it is you do or strategize or help yourself or your clients with to go ahead and move forward in that.
So I usually start with speaking the decision. Now, here's the thing. Okay. Once you speak it, you're going to realize something. There are certain people to speak your stuff out to, and there's certain people who are not serving you as you speak. Mm. Some people are going to cheer you on, and some people are going to boo you. And then you're going to get people who boo you and then start cheering you. Then you're going to have people who cheer you and then they're going to start booing you. You're going to get the whole thing. When you speak it, it's about taking action no matter what. Okay. No matter what. Whether they're like, well, they're booing me. Well, they're cheering me. Well, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Right.
Because you can have a whole team cheering you on. Yeah, you're the greatest. You're going to be amazing. And take no action and you're still where you're at, no matter what you do.
That's true. Yeah.
And you can have the world booing you and you can take action and get to where you're looking to go. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Because there's actually people who take action, get to the result, and they still feel broken down because inside they're still not around the right people. They feel this stuckness And they're trying to prove themselves, but they're trying to prove themselves to the wrong person because the person you prove yourself is to you.
Right. Damn. All right. Drop that mic. Walk off. Go ahead. Like, no, that's really true, isn't it? And it, you know, so what you're saying is not only an internal battle, because it is, it's an internal battle, right? It's breaking old patterns and habits and belief systems, which is not an easy thing to do. You have to be intentional about doing that. But then you're also talking about external things as well. Your environment, the people you're in the room with, you know, where are you actually hanging out? Who is around you, right? Like if you, when you were fighting, I'm sure that you weren't hanging out with people who weren't fighters or doing nothing with their life. I'm sure that most of the life that you had or surrounded yourself with were people who were fighters or getting better or improving. Am I right about that? Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Like mine is all about being around those who are growth minded because I want to enjoy both the journey and the destination. Like I think they say life's a journey, not a destination. And you can enjoy both.
Yeah.
And that's where I go, oh, wait a minute. Everybody's mind fucking themselves.
Yeah.
Now you might as well choose the one that you want. Like you choose the person you marry, you choose the person that you're around, you choose you're a creator all the time.
So if you're
a creator all the time, you might as well create the things that you want to create instead of the things that you don't.
So true. But we become victims though, Cliff. Like we become victims of our circumstances, right? I got fired, so oh, well, you know, I don't have any money, or I got this or this happened to me. And then you become a victim to your own circumstances. But you're absolutely correct. How many times have you made decisions that you have made, and some good, some bad? I mean, we all have decisions we've made that turned out to be crap, right? But then we've had decisions that we made that turned out to be amazing. And so how do we get them there? How do we get them there, Cliff? How do we get them to understand that they are the creators and the decisions that they make? They can literally shift their life and their leadership and their organizations. How do we get them there?
Yeah. So their leaders tell us exactly what to do all the time. Whether we're the person to pick up the message or not, that's another thing altogether. And so there's a saying, be the change.
Be the change.
And so to be the change is just like, wait a minute, if I just be the best me that I can be, the society around me changes. Yeah. That's the change.
Yeah.
And so I go, okay, how do I be the strongest me that I can be?
Right.
And how do I support others in being the strongest that they can be on the journey?
Right. And that's like, I think that's the key. The strongest they can be, the strongest you can be. Not that I need to be as strong as Cliff or do what Cliff does. And I think that that's, you know, where people get kind of caught up, you know, like I think social media has been a good and bad thing. A good thing because we can connect like this. We can see each other's growth. We can see where everybody's going. Okay, great. But the problem is it's also stopped a lot of people from living a life and then living through other people's lives, through what other people are doing, right? Yeah. Influencers, for instance, you know, things like that. Like you're living your life vicariously through theirs and not living yours.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a problem.
I love that. And the one thing, be as strong as Cliff. And we'll even play with this in real time. Nina, you are a grandmother, correct?
Yes, I am.
And I start looking at the journey and I'm like, wow, the journey's interesting. So you have women who go through menopause and they live longer than men. And I ended up getting, I heard this explanation of, okay, why do women go through menopause? They can no longer give birth and they live longer than men. Why is that?
Right.
And the guy's like, oh, it's a passing of ideas. It's a passing of wisdom. It's a passing of knowledge. And ultimately, when we have knowledge, because that's all anyone ever is missing, ever.
Yeah.
Even when I look at my kid, I saw him try to pour cereal the first time. It was adorable. There was a lot of spilled milk and a lot of like the Cheerios were all over the place. And I'm like, well, that didn't work very well. But we got better.
Yeah.
We got better together.
Right.
And so I go like, as a leader, it's me bringing the best out in you and you bringing the best out of me.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, I'm here to listen to you and you're here to listen to me because we can listen and we can both speak and we both have insight and we both have our wisdoms. So strength is really strength of positioning.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think that a leader knows that too. Like I know as a coach, when I have someone who challenges me in my coaching program, I got a good client. I got a good client. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because they're challenging me to grow and expand as I'm challenging them to grow and expand. And that's what it's about, right? That's literally what 100%. It's about is growing, expanding, and leaving something behind for someone else who maybe just needs that knowledge, that wisdom, that skill set, whatever that is. What we're doing, Cliff, is we're shortening people's time from having to get to point A to point B. We already been there, done that, wrote a book, apparently, right? Mm. So now you've shortened the time of that. Listen, take my wisdom. Take my book, understand that I have these things for you that you can actually glean from and learn from somebody who's been there, done that, right? Mm-hmm. That's what the fighter's formula is. It's you are really trying to give them that game that they can win at life, right? Yeah. And so you know, I think that we need to take more ownership, Cliff. There's so many amazing coaches and tools and things out there that we can be utilizing to become better. And we sit around in our laurels sometimes and just wait. And, you know, I'll never forget this one story with this woman I met and when I was in medical, she was like in her 90s. And I asked her, I said, what is the one thing you regret more than anything in your whole life? And she said, I regret never living my life on my own terms, but living it for everybody else. You know, so she never created what she wanted. She never did what she wanted. And now she was in her 90s. What was she going to do now? She can't reverse the clock, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can give somebody right now a takeaway that they can do to start becoming the leader and the person they want to be, what would you tell them?
There's nothing better than living life on your terms, because when you live life on your terms, you actually give others permission to do the same in theirs.
Yeah, yeah. 100%, right? And that's the same thing, even I'm sure that even goes back to your UFC days. Like if nobody ever started UFC, you wouldn't have been a fighter in the UFC. You see what I'm saying? Like somebody had to start it for somebody else to gain from it and for somebody else to win at it. I mean, that's just the way it goes. And that's the same thing with life, with business, with leadership, with all of it. So I really enjoy you. I always enjoy talking to you. You're such a good human.
Yeah, same.
And Yeah, thank you. And your kid is absolutely stunning. You should put him in some like pictures or something, like some modeling or something needs to happen there. So cute.
The best part is he knows it too.
I'm sure he does. He's adorable. So tell me how people can work with you, Cliff. How can people work with you, reach out to you, pick up your book, give me all that info.
Yeah, again, thank you as always. I love connecting with you. You are a sweetheart, an amazing human being. So thank you for having me on. And for me, if you would like to connect on Messenger or on LinkedIn, just type in Clifford Starks, reach out. And if you're interested, I can share the link to the book with you and we can get in a connection and a call.
Yeah, please do. I'll make sure to link that below on all of your notes. But Cliff, thank you for hanging out with me and for letting your little man hang out with us too. I love that.
Thank you.
I love that so much. Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thank you for hanging out with me and Cliff. He's such a good dude, right? I know. That's why I've had him here like 3 times. Anyway, I'm going to make sure that I link all of his information below, and especially his new book. I'm going to pick that up myself. I want to make sure that you guys understand that there are people out here who have done the thing, that he has already done like the hard work. He's done all the things, and he's now helping you to really win at this thing called life. He's helping you with marketing. He's helping you with leadership and business. You know what? When people are out here doing that, you need to hop on. Don't do this journey by yourself. Stop trying to do this alone. It's just not worth doing alone when you can have amazing people around you. Okay. So I'm going to make sure to link all of his information and take a picture of that cutie patootie. You see a cutie patooties on the screen, guys? For those of you who are listening on the audio, he is so cute. You need to hop onto YouTube and check him out. Thank you guys for being here. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.